It's an honor for me to introduce Sid Banks. This is the first time I've ever had that privilege. I've talked about Sid and his experience and what it's done for the world, but I've never had the honor of introducing him. And he's the only person I know that has been able to take psychology and theology and philosophy and wrap it up and show how it's all the same thing. And Sid embodies that very essence of what we've been talking about all weekend. He lives it. And I'm just very, very pleased to be able to present him and let you hear for yourself the caliber of this gentleman.
Well, it's really an honor and a pleasure to see so many doctors and therapists here to listen to what I have to say. You've already been told roughly what's been happening, so I don't want to detail you with psychology, because honest, 16 years ago when I had this experience, I realized that psychology was wrong. When I say wrong, I'm not putting anybody down. There was something lost in the world. And I could see what it was doing. It wasn't helping humanity. It was destroying humanity. And when I first had this experience, I turned around to my late wife, Barbara, and I said to her, do you realize, because of what I realized, we will change psychology of the world, and there'll be thousands and thousands of people being healed, and people will come from all over the world and they'll find out the secret of the mind. Well, for 16 years I struggled. We gave everything we had to put it out, and indeed the doctors came from all over the world. Many, many came, but very, very few saw. But the ones that did see are the ones that are changing psychology today. And they're destroying all the Freudian theories and all the offshoots of it. Because I don't care what you're into, if it's an offshoot of the Freudian theory, you're destroying humanity. What I realized when I had this experience was the true meaning of God, the true meaning of the oneness of life. I realized the true meaning of mind. Now, when I say mind, I'm not talking the Freudian mind, and the master mind is God. At the same time, I realized that life itself was a divine dream suspended within the boundaries of time. And I also realized, because it was a divine dream, it was also a divine thought. And when you talk about humanity having a free will and a free thinking will, that's what they have. It's a divine thought created from nothingness into what we call reality. And this reality, we have what you call the freedom of thought. So everything, literally everything, literally, 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 is created from thought. All mental sickness is created from thought. All mental health is created from thought. Now they take you back in the past and they say your problem is because of what you went through in the past. That's true, because that was your thoughts. So what you have to realize, it's the same thought that undoes the sickness. It is all thought. Everything is thought. Now, if you're a religious person, I don't care what religion you are, please don't take offense to what I'm saying. I'm not knocking anybody's religion. I'm not talking religion. I'm talking what was divulged to me, the spiritual world that exists here and now. The spiritual world isn't anywhere. It's now. Because what life is a divine conscious state. Everything literally is a divine conscious state. We have what you call the mind, the soul, and the spirit. The mind is God. The soul is consciousness. And the spirit is the breath of life. Consciousness. Here's our mistake. We look for consciousness. We look for the already formed. The formed is a mess. So we take this mess and we say this is the unraveling of consciousness. It's not. It's silliness. You don't find out what's happened to consciousness to bring mental health. You find out what it is. You can't possibly fix anything until you know what it is. And soul is consciousness. This is why you talk about Christ consciousness. You talk about Buddha consciousness. That is why all the wise people from the beginning of time have always told you to look within for the answer. And what do? We look outside. The whole theories of psychology is blaming the outside world. We create the outside world via our thoughts, because our thoughts create our actions. And if our actions are negative, they're full of hostility, we're cheating, we're conniving, that's what the world is. Change thought. You will change the reaction of the humanity towards the world. And there is your mental health. And it's simplicity itself, because all it is thought. Now, I've told thousands of doctors this, and they look at me and they say, it's too simple. We want something more difficult to try and figure out. And I'll tell you something, what I found in 16 years, the proof in front of your eyes doesn't mean anything. Not if your thoughts want to hang on to the past. I've seen people cured overnight from things that they've been told it takes 10, 15, 20 years of therapy at least. And even then, there's very little hope. That is condemning a human being to mental sickness for the rest of his life. It's a shame. But it's all done in innocence, because it's not their fault. These doctors, these therapists, these group leaders, they've all been taught this. And whatever you're taught from childhood, you have a choice but to believe that. So it's all done in innocence. And when you see that, you don't hold ill feeling against anybody. And if you see it that way, you really couldn't care less if they see it or not, because they're traveling through life with their freedom of thought, and nothing in this world is going to change it until they themselves decide that they've had enough, and they will change. And when you wake up, it's you that's woke up. You will walk through life and you'll follow nobody. Because inside you is a spiritual answer, the soul. Soul, I'm going to say it again. is divine consciousness. Divine consciousness is God. God is the oneness of all things. No matter what anybody says to you, if you're suffering, or you have patients that are suffering with mental sickness, or you know couples that are ready for divorce, can't get along together, no matter what the condition, it's criminal to tell them there's no hope, because hope is one of the greatest things in the world, and this is why you talk story. If you're married and you're fighting each other, you're still in love, but you can't understand why you're fighting, all this negativity, so you go to an awareness group, and what do they tell you to do? Get up front and fight. Well, that's putting oil onto a fire. You've got to reverse it, because from the beginning of time, the wise have always told you that the answer is love. And it is, because pure love, pure understanding is pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure soul, and pure soul is God. There's your answer. And if you can stick to that, no matter what condition you live in, no matter what condition your marriage is in, it will heal and it will blossom and it will keep blossoming till the day you die. So if you ever walk into any kind of awareness group that tells you to go negative, please take my advice, walk out. Look at the leaders and you'll see the leaders are lost. But don't look with negativity, because you'll have a negative feeling. Just be grateful that somewhere in this world you found the power and the strength within yourself to realize this and to know that you've been saved. Do you know what truth does? It creates geniuses. A genius is somebody, whether male or female, that is ahead of the time. Okay. We're sitting here right now, and just imagine that you believe in negativity because that's what you've been told at school yesterday. Then suddenly you realize something absolutely incredible. You jump ahead of your time. You're looking for a feeling. You get a beautiful feeling. If you start to cry, this feeling is what unleashes your inner consciousness. It has to be a positive feeling. I said this so many times to people for 16 years, and they'll walk away and they'll say, well, I got a beautiful feeling, but I'm no wiser. Then in a couple of days, to go back to work, a patient comes before them and they find out that they're talking completely different what they ever did in their life. Then they realize they really have found something. But it's nothing that Sid Banks has given them. It's something that's been there all the time waiting to be unleashed. That's what a miracle is. Now if you find a secret of thought now, you've jumped the boundaries of time, and those people, they're 200 years behind, and they're saying, I don't know what you're talking about. But if they listen carefully, you can drag them 200 years to where you are. And it saves 200 years of humanity suffering. Now, you might not jump 200 years, you might jump 50 years. And if you're super lucky, you might jump 5,000 years, then nobody really knows what you're talking about. But it doesn't matter. People say to me, well, doesn't it worry you that nobody knows what you're talking about? Not at all. Because with it comes understanding. With it comes love. Love and understanding together will take you through life in the most beautiful way, because you understand. It's the same with the people that are going into help industry. There's a lot of techniques. Believe me, not one technique in this world can help you. It's a farce. Yep. Look within your own self. Look within your own consciousness. This is where all the answers that humanity is looking for are found within the consciousness of your own soul. Because once again, I'm going to tell you, soul and consciousness are the same. You know how they say, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father is God, the Son is consciousness, Christ consciousness, Buddha consciousness, and the Holy Spirit is simply the breath of life. That's the secret. Now, a lot of psychologists, a lot of therapists, a lot of doctors from all over the United States and Canada, Australia, Britain, Italy, they're all starting to realize this. And there's a new psychology on its way. And it'll totally eliminate the old. But it will take time. Because once again, we're caught up in the boundaries of time. But those people are all starting to become what you call geniuses. They're jumping the boundaries of time. And these are the people you should be thankful that they're on this earth. And believe me, when you find this answer that you're looking for, when you find this happiness, you'll honestly realize you've known it all along. The only thing, it was hidden because of what you've been told from the beginning of time. When we see reality as we see it now, we've lost our divine spiritual consciousness because we see form. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the most natural thing in the world, because the idea in life is go find yourself, find your way home again. You have been shaped and formed from a divine thought. That divine thought is a living, breathing thing. The body is just an encasement to carry around. Ignore the body. And people say it lies within. The next thing you know, people are saying it's in your heart. They see it in a physical heart. It's got nothing to do with that. When they say inside, truly, the wise know it has nothing to do with the body. It has nothing to do with your brain. What they mean inside is the spiritual world that exists. Take away the formation of the body, and there you have the answer. Someday, when psychology and psychiatry change, it will not just change alcoholics, it'll change the world as a whole. Because the more humanity become enlightened, the more love comes into the heart, the more understanding, and this will alleviate all these problems. You can't possibly change the world by going in with aggression. You can't. You change the level of consciousness. Change the level of consciousness, you change the level of understanding. It's a spiritual movement that lies within the boundaries of your own soul. I'm going to keep saying that. It's all thought. I've said this many times, and some wise person will jump up and say, I don't think so. And I'll say, you know what you just said? They'll say, yeah, I think so. They don't. Because they're saying, I don't think so. Thinking is a thought. If your thoughts are contaminated, then you are going to live a contaminated life. If those same thoughts from the past are creating your character now, change thought and character will change. That simple. And again, people will say, Sid, you're talking too simple. It is simple. That's what I've been trying to tell people all those years. It's simplicity itself. Why do you think that an ignorant person like me can sit here and say this? Because it's so simple. It's so simple, if you think of it. All it is thought. Does anybody here have anything in their head, whether negative or positive, from the past, from the present, from anywhere, that isn't thought? Please, tell me. That's the secret. That's the secret of pure psychology, pure psychiatry, pure philosophy, and pure theology. It's all thought. Literally all thought. Change thought, you will change a character. Now you see them, and what they do is they say, poor soul, what you went through as a child, blah, blah, blah. No wonder you're an alcoholic. No wonder you're all mixed up. No wonder you can't keep a good marriage. And they keep it going. They feed it. They feed it. They feed it. And they say to them, why are you all mixed up? Well, the doctor said I'm all mixed up because of my past. And they're believing it. Now, if a doctor comes up and says, listen, all it is thought, and that person hears, that person is instantly cured. Instantly cured. They call it a miracle. What is a miracle? A miracle is when the garbage that you've heard all your life vanishes from thought, and the true spiritual knowledge that's within the pure consciousness comes to light, and they call it a miracle. That's all it is. A miracle is no great deal. People get all excited because it's a miracle. If you really know what a miracle is, it's life in perfect motion. If you're a negative person and you're running an awareness group or you're running a clinic, all you can give away is yourself. And you're going to give away negativity. You're going to give away lack of faith, lack of hope. And everybody that comes into you, when they walk away, that's what they're going to be like. And on the other hand, if you find faith, you find hope, you find love, that's what you're going to give away. And when that patient leaves, they're going to leave partly cured or cured. That's why I fill up when I start telling stories. I don't tell stories for the sake of telling stories, honestly. If there was another way, if I could blow it out of my ear, I would do it. Stories, parables, what's the difference? It's just stories. It's trying to tell people to give them hope. That's what I see people screaming in pain, worn out. And you say, well, here's the way out. Just take my hand and get past those prison walls. You know what the prison walls are? Contaminated thoughts. Take those contaminated thoughts, turn them around, and there you'll see the horizon, you'll see you're free. And from then on, you'll have a beautiful marriage, a beautiful life. You'll still have your ups and downs. You can't go through this life without getting your bumps. You have to. It's like a contact sport. That's what life is. But you learn how to take them. You learn not to stick your head in a noose, because that's what I did all my life. And it's that simple. Well, again, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for coming, and I'd like to truly, truly thank the doctors and therapists here that are helping to put this out to humanity. You do your part, and I'll try mine. Thank you.